Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the midday show here on a Funk Friday, a Football Friday, getting you set for a lot of big games. Some locals, some national, all over the place here. Falcons hosting the Commanders on Sunday. Jaden Daniels ruled out. Terry McLaurin ruled out. And so it'll be Marcus Mariota leading the charge for DC. Hopefully the Falcons can handle business there. And certainly another big week of college football. And we're at the point now, Randy, where week by week, they just start churning them out.
Yeah.
Most of these conferences are into conference matchups, and even though some of these teams are letdowns, Florida Gators, you know.
I just saw something about Florida.
Oh, he can't be good.
No, but it was something. Oh God,
like you say, immediately, no, it wasn't.
It just lost it. It was talking about basically the possible hiring of Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I don't know why we keep doing this.
I don't know either.
Do you think he's leaving Ole Miss?
I think they're better. Lane has Ole Miss where he wants them to be. And obviously, he wants them to be in the championship. But, I mean, I know Florida was a better job. Is Florida a better job right now?
I think ultimately he could. I still think you could do things at Florida that maybe you can't do at Ole Miss. But Florida would have to deal with the buyout. Now, Lane's going to interview for Florida if they fire Napier because an extension is an extension is an extension,
right.
And you're going to use Florida, and Florida's going to be used by multiple schools, I would imagine, to get their coaches new extensions.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah. Like, Lane going to stay getting paid because if it's not Auburn or if it wasn't Auburn,
Randy, they're a top
Florida.
10 team.
I know, exactly.
They
that's
win this saying. Weekend, they jump into the top
there's
seven.
There's no reason to. That If Florida wants him, he's gonna have to bring the bank. Now, I don't know what what's my
they point? Might have to make him the highest paid coach in college football.
And that would be
that might be the only
be
way.
Crazy. That'd be crazy if Lane Kiffin becomes that. But if they want him that bad, you're gonna have to go. You have to reach in their pockets. I know does Florida have deep pockets?
All these schools can if they want.
Yeah,
like
they'll figure it out.
It'd be interesting. I don't know who would be atop Florida's list. Obviously, I do agree about Lane Kiffin. Do you try? I mean, is Dan Lanning going to leave?
No, Dan's not leaving Oregon for Florida.
And do you just? I mean, how far down this list before you get to Dabo and you start conversations?
Oh God, no, 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 not Dabo.
All right, well, you want John Gruden?
Yep, there you go.
No, wait, what? No.
I don't care. I'm just making a joke.
I know.
I'm making a joke.
I know.
I'm terrified, by the way.
I'm terrified that's where it heads.
You think so?
I'm terrified that's where it heads.
Hmm, that'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting.
The argument against, like, a Ryan Silverfield at Memphis or John Summerall at Tulane is you just did that with Billy Napier.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and bring in another guy successful from a group of five that is young up and coming?
You try to go get Dillingham from Arizona State.
I like that.
Yeah, or somebody like that, maybe.
Yeah, I would much more prefer a either a steady or up and comer from. I mean, Marcus Freeman's not leaving Notre Dame, but dang, would I love that?
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be a good.
I would make him the highest paid coach in college football. By the way,
oh, you would.
At Florida, if I could get him to leave, I think he'd be worth it.
Okay.
But, yeah, Dillingham's a good option. Cignetti?
Yeah.
Am I sold on him?
I mean, but he has everything you're trying to find, right?
I think.
Yeah. So I think you know
he'd be another year. Another year of that team making the playoffs.
They're going to win.
He's going to be tough.
Florida's going to win every game after the Georgia game, and it's going to be
how many games they play?
Look at that right there. Look how he got this team playing.
What are you talking about? Do I need to pull up the schedule? No, they're not.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They may not win another game. They probably play some bum team.
It'll probably be possible.
All right. Anyways. They don't play this week, so we spent half of this segment talking about a team that doesn't play. Let's talk about the ones that do. The most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? He may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and last week and how that looked. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like, and you got to be ready to prepare for that.
Yeah, and 48 hours away from kickoff, they do know now, the Falcons, that Jaden Daniels is out. It is going to be Marcus Mariota. We'll deal with that in our next segment when we get to the Falcons' keys to the game. Want to jump back to the games on Saturday. Georgia, I got a couple of keys to the games here. They're not. They're all obvious, right? Like, don't give up big plays in the pass game the way you did against Tennessee. Is this a secondary that can bounce back, use the bye week? Is it more about the front, too, is the other aspect? Keep being told there's guys on this pass rush that can get to the quarterback, and we didn't really see that against Tennessee. I think that would certainly help out for Georgia on the back end, Randy.
Let's see. What do I have here? Whoever rushes the quarterback better.
Yep.
And no big plays versus big plays. I think that Georgia has got to figure out how to pressure Ty Simpson. If they can do that, they should be okay. The run game, got to get going early. I think the biggest, is the energy that's going to be in San Francisco. You haven't lost a damn home game in, and it's been that long since you've lost a home game in regulation. So, obviously, you have your advantages there. But I think Georgia's better than Alabama. I do. I think Georgia's better. That's why I think Georgia's going to win this football game. But I think it's going to be right around where that line is. It's going to be a four-quarter game. The biggest thing with Georgia is that they can't allow Alabama to get those big plays, those big explosive plays. If they're going to get touchdowns or whatever, make them drive it. Don't give up the one play. Throw it up in there because they're going to do that because of what happened at Tennessee. They're going to, if Georgia can't rush the pass like they did against Tennessee, they're going to force these Georgia corners to cover the deep ball. That's always been a staple in the Georgia defense since Kirby's in that. We don't give up big plays. And for them to give up three plays over 30 yards last week or 2 weeks ago against Tennessee is unacceptable. Ty Simpson's been playing great, but he hasn't played this team. He hasn't played athletes like we have here at Georgia. I know we have getting jamming those guys back is going to help. Like this is a fully loaded Alabama team. So the thing with Georgia, we don't know what's going to go with the offensive line. Do they go with two freshmen starting on the right side? Well, you know what? Damn it, go play freaking football because I think Roddy said it best. This ain't the same core that's been losing to Alabama.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to figure if you're Kirby, you got to come with a new demeanor. I mean, but yet you still have a Bama problem till you don't.
You mentioned Jam Miller, Bama running back, returning to his first action of the season. What is his workload like? Is he over? Is he going to get over 15 touches here?
I don't know. But I think one of the biggest things, and he hurt Georgia last year in the passing game. So, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing because they came out with a different look than we thought. That's how they jumped on us.
Yeah.
They had the ultimate X factor in that game last year, and that was Jalen Milroe's legs.
Right.
We couldn't figure out a way to corral him and get him back. We're not going to worry about it. That with Ty Simpson.
No.
He's going to pretty much be where he gets snapped the ball to.
I know you stood on this after that Tennessee game. You didn't think Georgia started fast enough, and I understand you're down 21-7 and how that looks. I thought that they had an okay first half in terms of we've kind of talked over the past couple seasons, Randy, about is Georgia needs to start faster on offense.
Yes.
I'm not saying start fast, but you certainly can't be down 21-7 in this game.
No, tomorrow's no exception to the rule. You got to start fast. I think the thing with Bama is that, we know their road woes since Kalen DeBoer has been there. the first road game to competition. It rained a lot. It was sloppy, and I thought Florida State just had a good game plan. Can Georgia be the more physical football team in this game? Can they get can they get the explosive plays and limit them? I think you heard all week people. What did they say? We learned a lot about Gunnar Stockton and all those different things. I still want to see it. One game doesn't make me learn about
it. Yeah, but that was going to be my next question.
But I think that when you look at how he played and how Bobo called the game, Gunnar Stockton is going to be so valuable to this game with his legs, maybe. You know, maybe with his legs. Because this is one of those games where everything in the playbook is at your disposal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Even in the national championship year, certainly last year, I wouldn't have said this, and I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable saying it this year than in previous years, is that I don't think Georgia wants to be in a high-scoring game, right? And even in the national championship years, that was still a defensive squad, and there were at times, and certainly before you won the first championship, what Stetson Bennett is going to be and what that offense can be, and last year as well. I feel more comfortable saying that I think Georgia could win if it's a shootout based on what I've seen from the offense this year.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's the thing with great teams, too. Even when, you know, we were, you know, defensive oriented and all those different things,
right,
we still had one of the best offenses in football, you know, and I think that that's what Kirby wants to get back to. They need to run the football tomorrow. Nate Frazier needs to hang on to the football tomorrow because I think he's going to get a lot of the carries tomorrow. But I think Gunner and these weapons on offense, that's why I asked Roddy the question. I was like, is this offense better than what you had last year? Now, I still think Carson Beck is a better quarterback than Gunnar Stockton. But at the same time, he's the right quarterback.
For the talent around Gunnar, though,
is a lot better
in the receiving room.
And then with Carson Beck, was able to do. No turnovers. I mean, that's the great thing about Carson. Yep. He hasn't had any turnovers yet. I think we have the better special teams than they do.
I wrote special teams down, too.
But, the ultimate thing is going to come down to who can rush the passer and who can make the big play.
I wrote down one thought here for Penn. Well, I wrote down a couple, but here's the one I'll share. Penn State, Oregon, the wild cards and difference makers. Drew Aller or Dante Moore? I think one of those guys is going to come out of this game as a Heisman contender.
Yes.
And obviously, I think whoever it is wins this game. Drew Aller's been just so-so. I think you ask people, he's been inconsistent this year. If he finds it, I think Penn State can win. And then if Dante Moore does what he's been doing through these first 4 weeks, I think Oregon's offense, and they've started slow the past two games after starting red hot the first two. I think if they start fast, Oregon, they could run away with this game. But if Penn State can make this a kind of an uglier affair, time possession, control the ball, that sort of style, maybe it does suit them ultimately. This one's going to be a good one, too, though, up there at night.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere, man. I mean, anytime you get to see that all white. I wish they would wear all white, too, because usually when it's all white, they wear the blue steel. I wish if they wore the all white, too, that would be so cold-blooded. But, yeah, I think
with the same specs the Cardinals had?
No, definitely not that. I think I like Penn. I'm going to go on a limb. I don't think it's a limb because I think Penn State is very, very good. I'm going to give James Franklin the benefit of the doubt and think he can go get it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know much about either team. Yeah. If we're just going to be realistic, based on the competition, I've seen Oregon's offense be more explosive than I thought they would be, but will it stack up against a pretty good defense? And same thing for Penn State. I'm told they're talented. Let's see it against a team they've got to go out and beat.
Hey, don't forget, guys, you can always listen to Sports Radio 99 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.